हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः Basing Upodghata Bhashyam of Bhagavad Gita. Here also, Bhagavan establishes, when I say Bhagavan, Shankar Bhagavan, Shankaracharya himself is revered as Bhagavan here. In his commentary, he is going to establish the fact that knowledge is the only means of attainment of mokshaha. And for that jnanam, you need a pramanam. And that pramanam happens to be Veda Shastram. And Veda Shastram presents two life disciplines forming one way of life called eternal way of life, Sanatanaha Dharmaha. The Sanatana Dharmaha presents two non-refutable, non-improvable designs, two lives, two disciplines called Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. These two words can be simplified as Karma Yogaha and Jnana Yogaha. And there's no choice between these two disciplines. Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha in terms of Karma Yoga should be followed by all people for Antakarna Shuddhi, Antajnana Yogyata Praptihi. For the attainment of mental preparation required for the attainment of knowledge. And Jnana Yogaha, Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha must be followed for the attainment of Jnanam. Because knowledge is the means of attainment of Mokshaha. Knowledge itself is Mokshaha. Jnanameva Mokshaha. Therefore, that pramanam, that Vedic teaching alone, again is given in the form of Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita also presents the same teaching of the Veda Shastram, which we understood. And what is this Karma Yogaha? What is Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha? Shankara Bhagavatpada explained towards the end, we saw that Upodghata Bhashyam. I'm going to quickly read that just to see the connection, you know. Simha Avalokana Nyayena. What is Simha Avalokana Nyaya? Remember, the methodology used in the teaching is one of the methods is Simha Avalokana Nyaya. We have to stand majestically like a lion with the readiness to understand what is going to be taught. And we have to gradually only turn the head and see like a lion. Simha Avalokanam, without moving its body, Simha turns its head and sees behind. It sees both things, whether any food is available for it, whether any hunter is chasing him. Okay, so it turns its head and sees and stands firmly without moving. Turns around, sees, makes sure everything is okay, then it continues. It's called reviewing, okay? Simha Avalokana Nyaya. Like that. Let us remember quickly the last word. பகவான் சங்கர் பகவத் பாதம் மேட் வெரி கிளியர். சகஹி தர்மஹா சுபரியாப்தா பிரம்மணஹா பத வேதனே. So in discovering moksha, in discovering the truth, no, brahmanaha padavedane nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha eva paryaptaha. Pursuit of jnanam itself is enough for the attainment of jnanam. Jnanam itself is enough for mokshaha. But still, we should not undermine the karma, underestimate the karma. Karma is also required. So here, having quote all those words, sarvadharman, parityajya, etc., etc. Finally, Bhagavan said here, abhyudayartha api pravuttilakshanaha dharmaha varnashramanam varnashrama varnanam varnan ashramamscha uddishya vihitaha. Varnana ashramanscha uddishya vihitaha. What? This pravruttilakshanaha dharmaha has been prescribed, has been enjoined by the Veda Shastram, considering the people of all varnas and all ashramas in mind. And that particular lakshana, pravrutti lakshana dharmaha, is the means of attaining even higher positions such as deva, etc. Saha devadi sthana prapti hetuhu api sanne. So even living a life of karma yoga, doing one's duties, following panchamaha yajnas, definitely will enable one accumulate punyam, will help one avoid papam. Because you are living life karma yoga means definitely you are consciously accumulating only punyam. Papam is consciously avoided. Still, one or two, unknowingly, inevitably, we may accumulate. Still, mostly we only accumulate punyam by living a life of karma yoga. By following the discipline of karma yoga, otherwise said to be pravrutti lakshanaha dharmaha. So, apart from earning punyam, this discipline, pravrutti lakshanaha dharmaha, following this discipline may enable one to attain even higher positions in higher loka, such as deva, etc. Anyway, that is not the goal of a mukshuhu. Ajignyasuhu mukshuhu, a person who is aspiring for moksha, who is has purushartha nischaya, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, definitely follows this discipline of karma yoga, pravrutti lakshanaha dharmaha, always having his focus on mental preparation, the qualification required for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, how he performs his duties, how he follows his panchamaha yajnas, how he follows this discipline of pravrutti lakshanaha dharmaha. Ishwararpana buddhya anushtiyamanaha. He performs everything he does, anything and everything he does, vaidikam karma, laukikam karma, all karmas this person performs consciously, definitely in conformity with dharma. He makes the best use of his willpower. He's conscious of not going against dharma. That's very important qualification. Then, even that, whatever he performs also, he performs having his goal, moksha in his moksha as his goal, having jnanam as his goal, having his focus on mental preparation. Therefore, all his actions become offered to Bhagavan. So he performs all his actions as an offering to Bhagavan, with an attitude of offering them to Bhagavan. Therefore, that becomes what? Sattva Shuddhaye Bhavati. Ishwararpana Buddhya Anushtiyamanaha Dharmaha சத்துவசுத்தையே பவதி. டெஃபினெட்லி இட் கான்ட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபார் மென்டல் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன். அண்ட் தென் பல அபிசந்தி வர்ஜிதா. பல அபிசந்தி வர்ஜிதா மீன்ஸ் வாட் எவர் கர்ம ஹி பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஹி எக்ஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் த ரிசல்ட்ஸ் பட் ஸ்டில் ஹீ இஸ் நாட் டிபெண்டன்ட் ஆன் த ரிசல்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹிஸ் ஹாப்பினஸ் அண்ட் செக்யூரிட்டி. Therefore, it is devoid of the attachment to the result of action. Shuddha sattvasya jnana nishta yogyata prapti dvarena. So sattva shuddhasya, sorry, shuddha sattvasya, shuddham sattvam yasya saha Shuddha Sattvaha. The person of pure mind, the pure-minded person has the qualification, eligibility for the attainment of Jnana Nishtha. I told you Jnana Nishtha Praptihi is very important. Jnana Nishtha Praptihi means attainment of the ascertainment of the vision of the truth. Attainment of the ascertained vision of the truth is Jnana Nishtha Praptihi. Only if a person has Jnana Nishtha, then he can enjoy the benefit of Jnanam, for which he must be constantly contemplative of what he has understood. In order to have the contemplative disposition, one must have one's mental preparation, and for which one must be mentally ready, mentally pure and steady. So shuddha sattvasya jnana nishtha yogyata prapti dvarena jnana utpatti hetutvena cha nishesa hetutvam api pratipadyate. Therefore this karma yoga becomes an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Nishesa ஹேதுத்வம், நிஷய பிராப்தி ஹேதுத்வம், அண்ட் இட் பிகம்ஸ் இன்டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஞான நிஷ்டா ஆல்சோ. பை வே ஆஃப் ப்ரிப்பேரிங் தி மைண்ட் ஃபார் தி நாலேஜ். சோ பிரவுத்ரக்ஷணா தர்மா இஸ் நாட் அ டைரக்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா தி ஞானம். It serves an indirect means of attainment of jnanam, which itself is moksha, by way of preparing, by way of blessing the person the qualification required for the attainment of jnanam. So he makes it very clear. This much we have already seen in the last class. Now, tathacha idamartham abhisandhaya vakshyati. Then we saw the Bhagavan himself quoted the so many beautiful verses describing karma yoga, and he quoted two sentences: brahmanyadhaya karmani yoginaha karma kurvanti sangam tyaktva atmashuddhaye, etc. So people perform all these, disciplined people of purushartha nischaya, the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, perform actions with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan in conformity with dharma, with the mental preparedness to accept all situations with the sameness of mind, ultimately for atma shuddhaye, mental preparation only. The quick, okay, fast and summing up of what we have seen. Imam dviprakaram dharvam nishreyasa prayojanam பரமார்த்த தத்துவம் ச வாசுதேவாக்கியம் பரம் பிரம்ம அபிதேய பூதம். திஸ் வர் ஐ லெஃப்ட் லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். ஓகே, ஐ ஹவ் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் திஸ் ஹோல் திங். நவ் இமம் த்விப்பிரகாரம் தர்மம் மீன்ஸ் இஸ் டூ ஃபோல்ட் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் கான்ஸ்டியூட்டிங் ஒன் வே ஆஃப் லைஃப். ஓகே, இஸ் ஃபார்ம் சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் ஆஃப் தி பகவத்கீதா. And what's the benefit here? So now, we are very briefly, he says, Bhagavad Gita consists of this Anubandha Chatushtayam. What is the Anubandha Chatushtayam of Bhagavad Gita? He says, Nishreyasa Prayojanam. Benefit is the attainment of moksha. Prayojanam is Nishreyasam. Nishreyasameva Prayojanam, Nishreyasa Prayojanam. This benefit is attainable. Mokshaha, the absolute and everlasting, okay, the benefit, the absolute end called mokshaha, nishayasam is the prayojanam, accomplishable, which is the benefit. And what is the subject matter here? What is the vishayaha Bhagavad Gita? Let us see, diprakaram dharmam. Diprakaram means it, subject matter is Bhagavad Gita consists of the subject matter of two disciplines which constitute the way of life called Sanatanaha Dharmaha. Diprakaram Dharmam, twofold dharma, twofold disciplines. We can say Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, otherwise said to be Karma Yogaha and Jnana Yogaha. Okay, there specifically, what form is subject matter of the Jnana Yogaha? That he says, Paramartha Tattvam Cha. Paramartha Tattvam forms a subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita Yaha Vishayaha Kaha. What is subject matter? We know Diprakaram Dharmam. Diprakaram, okay, twofold disciplines. There again, specifically, Paramartha Tattvam Cha. Paramartha Tattvam. Paramartha means absolute. Parama means absolute. Paramartha means exalted, most exalted, absolute. Tattvam means the truth. Paramartha Tattvam means absolute reality. The one and the only secondless absolute reality of the entirety of the cosmos. One truth, one vastu, one reality which alone is absolutely. Without which the universe cannot exist at all, without which life is not possible. That reality is an absolute reality. And the only reality which alone, being all pervasive, is available for recognition as the innermost self of every being. For every human being, reality of the truth is available as one's own sarupam. It is Paramartha Tattvam. That Paramartha Tattvam alone forms the subject matter. And Paramartha Tattvam is also known as what? Is also Vasudeva Akhyam. Is Paramartha Tattvam alone is known as Vasudeva. Vasudevaha iti Akhyam Vasudeva Ityakhyam Vasudevakhyam. Here comes some problem comes. A Vasudevaha, Vasudevaha means what? Krishna's name is Vasudevaha. Krishna, who is Krishna? Vasudevasan, Vasudevasya Apatyam Puman Vasudevaha. Vasudevasya Apatyam Puman Vasudevaha. So, Vasudevaha means son of Vasudeva, Krishna. A Krishna? Krishna has date of birth. No, their date of birth, Gokula Ashtami, we celebrate Shravana Ashtami, Shravana Mase Ashtami Tithi, we celebrate. He has, so how can that be, that has beginning, it's a body. Vasudeva is son of, Vasudeva means has a body, has a beginning, and one we all know Bhagavata story says when Krishna left his body also. Does it mean that Vasudeva? No. Here, Vasudevaha means what actually Krishna symbolizes. Krishna, Vasudeva, Devaki's son, Vasudevaha symbolizes the ultimate truth. The truth is Vasudeva here. Okay. And here for which we had a beautiful explanation here. Let me make it very clear. Vasu means you're not Vasudevasya Apatyam Puman. No. Here, Vasu means வசந்தி அஸ்மின் வசந்தி அஸ்மின் சர்வே ஜீவாகா இதி வாசு. Vasuhu is that in which all beings enjoy their existence. இருப்பாக இருக்கின்ற பரம்பொருள் எப்பரம்பொருள் அனைத்து உயிர்களும் இருக்கின்றனவோ. Enjoy existence. All beings enjoy existence in which. That reality in which all beings enjoy their existence. All beings reside. For example, Jalam is the Vasu with reference to waves. Waves enjoy their existence in water. Ornaments enjoy their existence in gold, isn't it? Similarly, they are gross examples. So that reality in which all beings enjoy their existence, that inexplicably subtlest reality in which all beings enjoy their existence, that reality is said to be Vasuhu. So Vasu stands for Sat, Sad. Vasu is equal to Sat. Sat means existence. Reality which is of the nature of existence is Vasuhu. Sat. Vasuhu. Okay. Now, Vasuhu. Then we have Devaha. Devaha. Devaha means Divyati iti Devaha. That which shines, that which is effulgent, is Devaha. So that Devaha stands for pure consciousness. Absolutely, that which shines, that which knows, that which is of the nature of knowing, the nature of being conscious is reality. So reality is absolutely Devaha. Even though the word Devaha is used to mean anything and everything which shines. Vilangahindra ovvoru porulum Devaha. Okay? Anything which shines is Devaha. Tree is Devaha. Flower is Devaha. Everything. Man is Devaha. Any dog, cat, every existent being is Devaha. Because it shines. It enjoys existence. But here, absolutely, Devaha means that which shines, that which is of the nature of being conscious, that which is of the nature of knowing, is Devaha. Divyati iti Devaha. So the word Devaha stands for Chit, Chaitanyam. The word Vasuhu stands for Sat, the existence. The Vasudevaha means that which is of the nature of existence. Consciousness. So reality. Therefore, subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is the truth, absolute reality, Paramartha Tattvam, which is known by the term Vasudevaha, implying its nature of existence consciousness. Clear? And that absolute reality, known by the term Vasudevaha, implying the nature of existence consciousness alone, is again implied by another term, Brahma. Brahma Abhideya Bhutam. So Brahma is Abhidanam. Word. What is implied by the word Brahman is Vasudevaha, existence consciousness. The existence consciousness is the nature of the absolute reality, Paramartha Tattvam. Is it clear? Paramartha Tattvam is Akhyam, known as Vasudeva, implying the nature of existence consciousness. And the same absolute reality is implied Abhideya Bhutam, is in the form of the meaning implied by the term Brahma. Brahma Abhideya Bhutam. Is it clear now? Yeah. That which is in the form of in the form of that which is implied by the term Brahma. Visheshataha Abhivyanjayat. So, Gita Shastram Abhivyanjayat Visishta Prayojana Sambandha Abhideyavat Gita Shastram. So, what is Gita Shastram? Bhagavad Gita Shastram. See, Gita is Shastram. Don't take it for granted. Bhagavad Gita is Shastram. For a Shastram means Vedaha only. Okay? Sangita Shastram, Natya Shastram, Tarka Shastram, Ayurveda Shastram. All the disciplines are meant by the word Shastram. But still, absolutely, they're all relative. Shastram means Vedaha. And that Veda is again given, subject matter of Veda, given in the form of Bhagavad Gita by Bhagavan himself, playing the role of a teacher, Guru. Therefore, Gita is Shastram. And that Gita Shastram Abhivyanjayat. See, Abhivyanjayati, present tense verb. Shatru anta what is now? Abhivyanjayat. Because the Shatru anta shabda, new to gender word is what? Abhivyanjayat. Vedaha Abhivyanjayan asti. Gita Shastram Abhivyanjayat asti. Gita Abhivyanjayanti asti. Understand? Abhivyanjayat, Abhivyanjayan, Abhivyanjayanti. So, Gita Shastram Abhivyanjayat. So, Bhagavad Gita is revealing Visheshataha, uniquely, specifically, exclusively, what now? This main subject matter, absolute reality, known by the term Vasudeva, implying the nature of existence and consciousness, which is in the form of, that is implied by the term Brahma. Specifically, Abhivyanjayat. So, Bhagavad Gita is revealing this subject matter of absolute reality. So, Vasudevakyam Parambrahma. Vasudevaha Parambrahma. Vasudevaha, masculine gender word. Parambrahma, now neuter gender word. Anyway, both words imply reality, absolute reality in terms of its nature of existence, consciousness. And the word Brahma implies reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Uniquely. And Bhagavad Gita reveals this subject matter. Understand? Reveals this truth. That is why one of the names of Bhagavad Gita is what? Brahma Vidya. In introduction, you have understood why Bhagavad Gita is called Brahma Vidya. Every time you conclude every chapter, what do you say? Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam. Brahma Vidya, because it presents Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. Subject matter is Paramartha Tattvam Vasudevankyam Parabrahma Parambrahma Abhideya Bhutam. Vyanjayati iti Brahma Vidya. And it also teaches the values, virtues, the way of life, karma. Karma Yogaha. Therefore, it is said to be Yoga Shastram. Yoga Shastra Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre. Pujya Swamiji explained very beautifully why Bhagavad Gita is called Brahma Vidya, why it is called Yoga Shastram. Because it presents both disciplines. One is for preparation, one is for the attainment of jnana. Okay. This is subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. So, prayojanam, you know, vishayaha, you understood. And visishta prayojana sambandha abhideya abhideyavat. We know what is Abhideya. Abhideya is the subject matter. Subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is, here we understood, and Visishta Prayojanam. The unique benefit of is what? Nishayasa Prayojanam. Then Sambandha. Sambandha, you have to remember here. Sambandha is connection. What is the connection? We have first Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha. Pratipadayati iti Pratipadakam, the revealer. That which reveals, the revealer is Pratipadakam. So the words of Bhagavad Gita, the textbook is what? The text reveals. The words reveal. Pratipadakam. The subject matter revealed is what? Pratipadya. So there's connection between the revealer, revealed connection is there between the text and the subject matter on the text. Revealer, revealed connection. Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha. You will understand in due course of time the Sambandhas. Then, Sadhana Sadhya Sambandha. Sadhana Sadhya Sambandha. Jnanam is the sadhanam. Moksha is the sadhya. Sadhana Sadhya Sambandha. Sadhana Sadhya Sambandha. So, Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha. Sadhana Sadhya Sambandha. Sambandha. Okay? What? So, Visishta Prayojana Sambandha Abhideya Vat Gita Shastram. So, three of the Prati Anubandha Chatushtayam factors are mentioned here. Okay? First explained, Bhagavad Gita is revealing the subject matter. Having said that, again it is said, Visishta, unique, very special, specific, unique, Prayojana Vat Gita Shastram. Bhagavad Gita Shastram has a very unique, specific, distinct benefit which cannot be attained by any other means. Then, Sambandha. Bhagavad Gita Sambandha is with what? Bhagavad Gita also has this Pratipadaka Pratipadya Sambandha, revealer revealed connection, and Sadhana Sadhya Sambandha, the means and the end connection. Okay. Then, Abhideyavat. So, Visishta Prayojanavat Gita Shastram, Visishta Sambandhavat Gita Shastram, Visishta Abhideyavat Gita Shastram. And Bhagavad Gita has the Abhideya. Abhideya here is subject matter again. Vishayaha. Abhideyaha is equal to Vishayaha. Subject matter. So, Bhagavad Gita Shastram, Bhagavad Gita Shastram is endowed with these unique three aspects of Anubandha Chatushtayam. Who is Adhikari? Adhikari is not mentioned. Don't worry. Adhikari is a Mukshuhu. Jignyasuhu Mukshuhu. Not simply Mukshuhu. Jignyasuhu Mukshuhu is Adhikari is implied. Okay? It's not mentioned. It is implied. Jignyasu Mumukshu is Adhikari. One who knows, I have no choice in this world. Moksha has to be discovered by me. Because unless I discover moksha, there's no choice. Bhagavan will not let you sit and relax. It is not your choice, a choiceless end. You know, in those days, no, suppose sometimes parents tell them, onna school ku po. You must go to school. Okay? Otherwise, you must go and lie down in a bed. You can't be hanging. People, sometimes children bunk those classes. Okay? School. They don't want to. Simply, they say, some stomachache or some headache. They didn't do homework. But they can't sit in the one-on-one place. They want to come and play around. The condition. You must go to bed and rest. Or you must go to school. You can't be hanging around and watching television or watching things. I hear from parents, I'm telling you this. No choice. Here, So Bhagavan will not let us, okay, let us do anything. You had to be going to samsara. Choicelessly one has to go through samsara. Unless and until one accomplishes choiceless end called moksha. So moksha is my choiceless end. I have to accomplish this. And that moksha is already there. It is in the realm of knowledge. My God. It is already there, always there as my own swarupam. There's not even a fraction of second moksha is not there. Because it's not even a fraction of second Bhagavan is away from you. Always Bhagavan is there. As the very truth, Bhagavan is always there as the very truth, as the very swarupam, what you're searching for is always there as very you. Not even a fraction of second, Puja Swami used to say, Bhagavan cannot get rid of you. Because always there as your own swarupam. Still Bhagavan is not revealed to us. Still truth is not revealed to us. Still moksha is not revealed to us. It's all because of the lack of preparedness where truth can become revealed. Therefore, that is a choiceless end for which jnanam revealing, it has to reveal its swarupam. For the truth to become revealed to me, for Bhagavan to reveal its swarupam to me, for moksha to become discovered, all the time your mind has to be prepared. That mental preparation in terms of antakarana shuddhi, antakarnaisham doesn't happen overnight. For which one has to live whole life consciously. Live life consciously, prayerfully, worshipfully. Live a life of dharma. Therefore, you know, this is the way of life. Such a person is what? Jignyasa mukshu is adhikari here. Adhikari is important. For such an adhikari, who is aspiring for moksha and jnanam, for here Gita Shastram is ready. Gita Shastram is what now? Visishta Prayojana Sambandha Abhideyavat Gita Shastram. Like that, Gunavat Dhanavat Abhideyavat Vat Gita. Gita Shastram is endowed with unique, distinct, very specific benefit, connection, and subject matter. For Mukshu Jignyasu Adhikari. Okay. This is how now we understand here the and what is unique object matter that has been described, explained already. First we understand Viprakaram Dharmam. Nishprayojana Nishrayasa Prayojanam. Then specifically it said, Gita is revealing Paramartha Tattvam, which is known as Vasudevaha, implying the meaning of existence and consciousness, which is implied by the term again, Param Brahma. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita Shastram is consisting of these four Pratibandhas. Gita Shastram consists of this Anubandha Chatushtayam. Yataha, because tadartha vijnane tasya Gita Shastrasya artha vijnane, in knowing, understanding, assimilating the meaning of the content of Bhagavad Gita, samasta purushartha siddhihi means what? Siddhihi is accomplishment of all purusharthas. No, Devi is said to be sarvartha sadhika. We all know this kindergarten, very famous verse. Sarva mangala mangalye shive sarvartha sadhike. Sarvartha sadhika, sarvartha sadhika is Devi's name. She who enables you accomplish all four purusharthas. And here Bhagavad Gita is said to be what now here? Understanding, assimilating, understanding the content of Bhagavad Gita. Samasta purusharta siddhi bhavati. achievement of all four purusharthas. Oh, artha, kamaha, dharmaha, mokshaha, all purusharthas become accomplished. Oh, how? Because secret is here. Kasmin vijnate sarvam vijnatam bhavati. What is that one thing? By accomplishing, everything else becomes accomplished as it were. Ondrai adindale ellam adayappatta madri. What is that? Jnanam. Isn't it? If attain jnanam, if discover moksha, artha, kama, dharmas, all of them become accomplished as it were. In accomplishing moksha in terms of jnanam, all the purusharthas become accomplished as it were. Therefore, samasta purushartha siddhihi. Ataha, therefore, tadvivarane, in describing, explaining, vivaranam, in explaining the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, tasya Gita Shastrasya vivarane, tadvivarane, yatnaha kriyate maya, effort is made by me in explaining the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Shankaracharya says, don't think I'm a jobless person. Don't think I'm simply, because I have nothing else to do, I'm simply writing. It's an important project. Important, most important project. And then it is done with a great purpose in mind. It is done for purpose. It's not a purposeless, jobless, not some simply for time passing, it is not an entertainment program. It's a very purposeful work. What is it? Writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita is a purposeful work. Because understanding the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, samasta purushartha siddhihi, mokshasya siddhihi, accomplishment of moksha happens. Accomplishing which all the purusharthas become accomplished as it were. Therefore, no, in explaining the Bhagavad Gita, effort is made here. Made by me. Maya yatnaha kriyate tasya Gita Shastrasya vivarane. Kimartam? Yataha tadartha vijnane samasta purushartha siddhihi. Tasya Gita Shastrasya artha vijnane samasta purushartha siddhihi. Ataha maya tasya shastrasya varane yatnaha kriyate. Is it clear? Your effort is made by me in explaining the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Okay. With this, Upodghata Bhashyam is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.